It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, yes, indeed. Let's take a quick spin around the rest of the NFL. Some games that we haven't touched on just because we've been so busy with the Commanders and the Ravens and then our six picks and all that. Jaguars and the Bears open up the slate. Again, another one of these crazy, crappy, ridiculous, terrible, awful London games that start at 9:30 in the morning that nobody can watch if they have a life or if they're driving to a game. I got to watch it on my phone. 1-4 Jaguars, 3-2 Bears. Bears here, not next week, but 2 weeks after. And this is the first of back-to-back games in London for the Jaguars, who, you know, it is what it is. They're trying to redo their contract. They'll probably get it done. Who knows? The bottom line is, let me give you a number here from ESPN Stats and Info. The Jaguars, 1-12 against the NFC North dating back to 2012. Their only win, however, was against the Bears in October of 2016. This is an interesting one. Cardinals and the Packers. I stayed away from this game because it's like it was 5 this morning. I guess it's now 4.5. I don't know what to expect out of either one of these teams. The Cardinals went into San Francisco. Kyler Murray ran all over the place. They won a game they weren't supposed to win. Defense came up big. And now they go to Green Bay. Jordan Love has looked awfully rusty since coming back. I mean, okay. It's what you would expect. Romeo Doubs, he's back after carrying on like a crying little baby last week. We'll see what kind of impact that has. I lean towards the Packers in this one. I think Josh Jacobs might have himself a pretty good game. Remember, the Commanders were able to run all over the Cardinals. I think the Packers win this game. It's at Lambeau, but I can't say for sure. Their tight end, Packers tight end, Tucker Kraft, whatever his name is. I got him on my fantasy team, one of my fantasy teams. He's a little bit banged up. Hopefully he'll play. I think he's got a 3 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. So we'll see on that. I mentioned Anthony Richardson back for the Colts, but no Jonathan Taylor for a second week in a row. I mean, like, look, at some point, Will Levis, who apparently is going to play and apparently going to start, is going to actually have to, I don't know, like, produce. The Titans have won 8 in a row, according to ESPN Stats and Info, off of their bye. They're coming off of a bye and a perhaps season-saving win on Monday night before the bye against Miami, in which Levis got hurt early in the game. So we'll see what happens there. I like Tennessee's defense, their run game. I think they should be able to win that game. Here's another intriguing one, right? 4-1 Texans, 1-4 Patriots. You go, what? Drake May, man. I want to see Drake May and how good or bad he looks against an aggressive defense, a very good defense. But remember, Nico Collins is out for this game. for the Texans. Don't know about Joe Mixon yet. That'll certainly help. If Houston can run the ball, I like the Patriots in this one. I know that's crazy. But the Patriots have been sort of plucky. Not great by any stretch, but sort of plucky. And their defense is good enough to keep them in games. Let me give you another one here that we didn't talk about in terms of the picks. We had the Bucs. We had the Browns covering the 9.5. It's 10 according to ESPN now. I'll stick with the 9.5 and just bite the bullet there. Chargers-Broncos is another interesting one. Broncos on Thursday night next week against the Saints. That they put up the graphic of Sean Payton. He's going against his former team, right? And because the Broncos don't have like anybody that anybody recognizes, but they do have a good defense. And Bo Nix, I kind of like the Broncos at home in this one. 3-2, they've won 3 in a row. Very quietly, good defense. And they, big turnovers. They had the big pick six from Patrick Surtain of Gardner Minshew and the Raiders earlier last week in that win. And again, beat the Jets when the Jets were not completely unraveling. Giants and Bengals on Sunday Night Football. No Malik Nabers for a second game in a row. No Kayvon Thibodeau against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Yikes. Yikes, man. I mean, not to say that the Giants can't win this game, but two of your best players, Singletary's still questionable, but he's not ruled out. I think the Bengals win this game on the road. Try and save their season. Lions, Cowboys, Dallas off the two back-to-back wins. Is that enough to give them the momentum, the juice? Late Sunday night in Pittsburgh, short week kind of against the Lions, fresh, rooty tooty, fresh and fruity. 3-1 off that big offensive performance against Seattle. Maybe that takes a little while to get, again, the oil running through the engine. In Dallas, not an impossible place to win, obviously. Dallas is all sorts of beat up on defense. We don't even know who's going to be playing. But we know they lost their other defensive end. I forgot the kid's name. I think the Detroit Lions find a way to get this job done on the road. All right, just a couple of thoughts there. And don't forget, Maryland and Northwestern tonight here on the Team 980 pregame coverage at 7.
Clean up in aisle 3.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.